This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
Howdy, this is Katie Stewart for Touchstone Radio. Last time I spoke with you, it was about the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Act. I wanted to spend a little bit more time debunking some of the myths surrounding this act. Did you know that one transgender person is murdered in the United States each month? How about the fact that during 2004, there were 34 deaths due to hate crimes against transgender people? Hate crime is terrorism. 60% of all transgender people have been victimized by hate violence. 98% of anti-transgender violence is against male-to-female transgender people. Further, anti-transgender violence accounts for 2 to 4% of all anti-GLBT incidents of violence, but accounts for 20% of all anti-GLBT murders and 40% of all incidents of police-initiated violence. From the years 1970 to 2004, there were 356 murders. 128 were shot, 70 were stabbed, 49 were beaten to death, 45 were murdered with no cause specified, 22 were strangled, 20 died of additional causes, and 22 died from multiple causes. Again, hate crime is terrorism. Opponents such as the American Family Association spread many lies about this bill. To begin with, they claim that sexual orientation is not defined within the bill and that it could be construed to mean anything from bestiality to homosexuality. This is patently untrue. Not only is it defined in the bill itself, but a quick look at sources such as, the American Heritage Dictionary defines sexual orientation as the direction of one's sexual interest towards members of the same, opposite, or both sexes. Next, the American Family Association claims, but even more chilling is the fact that S-105 paves the way to religious persecution, with hate crimes laws inevitably leading to hate speech laws targeted specifically at Christians and other faith groups who hold traditional beliefs on homosexuality. The Matthew Shepard Hate Crime Act has the backing of organizations such as the ACLU, who are vigilant in regard to laws that abrogate the freedom of speech. The Matthew Shepard Hate Crime Act does not limit the freedom of speech. Section 11 of this act, entitled The Law of Construction, reads, "Nothing in this act, or the amendments made by this act, shall be construed to prohibit any expressive conduct protected from legal prohibition by, or any activities protected by, the freedom of speech or free exercise clauses of, the First Amendment to the Constitution. Further, this act clearly defines hate crimes, saying, whoever willfully causes bodily injury to any person or through the use of fire, a firearm, or an explosive or incendiary device attempts to cause bodily injury to any person because of the actual or perceived religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability of any person. This bill does not create special classes of people, nor does it curtail the freedom of speech. What it does do is provide assistance to individuals who have been targeted because of who they are and what groups they belong to. What can you do? Contact Senators Hutchinson and Senators Cornyn. Call the Congressional Switchboard at 202-224-3121 and ask to speak to their legislative aides. Tell them to vote for the Matthew Shepard Hate Crime Act. You can also go to www.hrc.org and click on the Love Conquers Hate campaign emblem, or visit their Take Action Center. For prevention of terrorism within our borders through hate crimes, this is Katie Stewart, Touchstone Radio.
Touchstone Radio is a production of Touchstone Magazine. Neither KEOS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.